Hello and welcome. This is a short audio demo meant to demystify the whole idea of granularity or reading level as it was once known. On the eyes-free list, many people are often inquiring, how can I review my character? How can I review my word? And many of us seem to assume that this is very common knowledge. But I get the feeling from reading some of the emails, even from frequent posters, that not everybody actually understands how it works. So I thought I would create this very simple demo, nothing fancy, nothing complicated, just to clear that out of the way so that everybody's user experience can hopefully be improved. The first and perhaps most important thing to understand before we can plunge into granularity is to understand what the accessibility focus is. The accessibility focus was introduced in Jelly Bean both so that users could have the option of swiping through a screen, a list of items, rather than just exploring straight to it and having to single tap. And also, at the same time, providing the opportunity for character review and word level review. So what is this accessibility focus? It is when focus is placed on one object. So what's an object then? Well, there are several instances of objects. An object can be a button with a label. An object can be a seek bar, a piece of printed text, or it can be an edit field with or without text in it. So it's very important to understand that, because granularity really happens inside whatever object the accessibility focus currently is on, as we will demonstrate. So without further ado, we will proceed to the actual demonstration. Firstly, we must specify something because it changed recently. It used to be that granularity would be cycled through simply by scrubbing or moving the finger in a brief gesture up and down, so that one could cycle through for instance, reading by word, reading by character. But in the latest talkback, which just hit the Play Store, version 3.4, this has changed, so that one now has to open the local context menu in order to do that. It should also be specified that due to many people complaining, including myself, there is now the option to bring this back by going through in TalkBack settings and under Manage Gesture to select to bring it back to what it once was. So if you have not upgraded yet to TalkBack 3.4, you still must scrub up and down. If you just upgraded to 3.4 and are a little bit at a loss, you must open the local context menu, as will be shown, or you must go in your TalkBack settings to change that under Manage Gesture. This is rather important because it's a big change. So enough of that. We will now proceed with the demonstration. And so I have my home screen here, and I do not want to do anything complicated. So I will just go to a little item here.
Moon Plus Reader Pro.
Moon Plus Reader Pro.
Double tap to select.
Which is an EPUB and PDF reader. So my focus is currently on that item. It's a shortcut that would open it if I double tapped it. That's what the focus is on right now. So I'm daft. I don't know what Moon Plus Reader Pro is, and I want to make sure I know what this label is saying before I double tap it. And now I want to read by word. So what I'm going to do is use one of the two-part gestures, the L-shaped gesture, to open the local context menu. So I will very quickly swipe up and right, like so. Now I have the
touch
context
the screen
menu.
And explore in a circle to find an item, then lift to select.
Right, so I plunk my finger down in the center of the screen, and I start moving about.
Paragraph granularity.
Paragraph granularity.
Default granularity.
Default. Default granularity, by the way, is simply moving by object, as I described earlier. That's all it is. That's the default.
Character granularity.
Character granularity, of course, is moving by character. That's fairly self-explanatory.
Word granularity.
And same for word.
Paragraph granularity.
Paragraph really means carriage returns. So it will read everything that's between carriage returns. Now we want to review by word.
Word granularity. Word granularity.
So I will lift my finger here.
Moon.
And I am on the word moon. Now I start swiping right.
Moon. Reader. Pro.
Wonderful, I can swipe back.
Pro. Reader.
And forth.
Reader. Pro.
And back left.
Pro.
And I did this to show that the word is repeated when one swipes back or forth. And that is because the actual pointer moves to the beginning or end of that word. So when I move about.
Pro.
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 Reader.
Reader. Now I'm at the end. I'm at the beginning of the word reader because I was moving backwards. If I wanted to swipe forward.
Reader.
Reader again. But now the pointer is at the end. The purpose of that is, of course, that if I switch to character granularity, now it will start reading from the end of the word reader. But I could swipe again back and go to the beginning of the word reader to have that word spelled to me. In fact, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Reader.
All right. Now it's time to spell out that reader to make sure that the author of that application did not make a typo. Very important. I'm rather critical of these things. So I will swipe up and right again. And I will locate character.
Touch the screen and explore in a word granularity.
Character granularity.
Character granularity.
And I will lift my finger again.
Capital R.
And I am on capital R because I had moved my pointer to the beginning of the word reader. So now I can swipe.
E. A. D. E. R. Space. Capital P. R. O. End.
And that is the other thing that I wanted to demonstrate here, is that now I swipe forward and I can't go any further than this. I'm not moving about on the screen. I have hit the end of that particular object, the Moon Plus Reader Pro label here, the shortcut, and I cannot move outside that object unless I either explore somewhere else on the screen.
Keep home screen 4. TWN.
Or if I had shifted back to default reading granularity. Those are the only two ways. And now it's time to make a few remarks. I mean, we have covered the basics here. It is also important to know that it works exactly the same in an edit field. So right now I was simply reviewing a label. But I could have done exactly the same inside an edit field, which would have allowed me to delete or insert characters or correct mistakes. So once you understand how this works, this will not only enable you to review text anywhere on the Android platform, but also edit texts, emails, SMS, whatever will make you happy. So a few final remarks. One is that there is currently a bug, which is that it will, if reviewing by character, it simply will not read the first character of the first word within an object. And that is because there is a little bit of an implementation problem, because the cursor should theoretically move to the left, but it cannot because it's at the beginning. I don't know if a bug's been filed for it, but I will once I'm done recording this demonstration, because I figured out what the problem was as I was preparing for this. So currently it is impossible to review the first character of the first word, but if you are editing, it is, because the cursor is to the right of it, it is possible to backspace on it and correct it. So that's the bug. The second and important thing to know, because it can be useful and annoying both at the same time, is that if focus should move away from the current object which you are reviewing, granularity is reset to default. This means that if you're reviewing your Moon Plus
Reader Pro
here, and suddenly on a whim or by accident touch anywhere on the screen,
internet,
you will find that granularity has been reset to default level, and you will have to change it back to whatever it was. That is the semi-bad news. The good news, however, is that TalkBack is smart enough to remember exactly where you were in the object. It seems to keep track of all objects in all open applications. I haven't tested up to how many or whether there is a limit, but it seems to do a pretty good job of keeping track of those objects, so that when you switch back to the desired reading granularity, you will find that the review pointer is still where you left it. So this can be very useful for comparing two pieces of text, for instance. And I believe this brings us to a close of this demonstration. I hope this solved some of your problems. I'm looking forward to any comments you may have. As always, if you enjoy this and find it useful, I invite you to follow me on Twitter at smassey1. Or on Google Plus, the address which will be on the outline accompanying this demonstration. Thank you for listening. Over and out.